This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're here doing what you're doing. So anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Got a ton of things going on, naturally. Naturally, the studio is lighting up in here, so I'm just sort of like, what in the heck is going on? Anyway, a lot of things going on here nationally and internationally. In California, of course, the fires are raging out there, and we're going to be talking to some people about that. The fires, I just got off the phone, actually, to Southern California, to the Los Angeles area just now, just before the show, and that's why we're kind of cleaning some things up here. But interesting set of circumstances going on. Oroville is now entering the fray again nationally. They have completed their rebuild of the spillway, the thing that had the big, huge plunge pool in it, and all the water was diving down into it, and they're going to lose the dam. They've been out on the circuit, if you will, the representatives going from town to town. First it was Oroville, then Yuba City, and last night I attended the meeting that they had down there. Not real impressed. More continued lying from the folks at Oroville. And, of course, that's by extension Jerry Brown, naturally. But, you know, one of the things that said, an interesting article that's come up about this, our own Chris Street has written about this, in that during the Oroville Dam crisis and the evacuation, in which 185,000 to 200,000 people were evacuated. Listen to this. This is how it plays in Butte County, which is where the county for Oroville. Talk about state rights and county rights. And so anyway, they have ordinances there in Butte County about looting. This is the headline from our very own Chris Street. Looter during Oroville Dam crisis sentenced to life in prison. Now, I'm very familiar with this area because I used to work in Oroville as a high school principal, and really specialize in at-risk students, and they have a major drug problem. They have had for years there, actually, since sort of the drugs came in the 70s. It's a beautiful town. It, in the heart and core of Oroville, is a wonderful town. Absolutely a wonderful town. So I can't say enough good things about the town and the people and everything. They're just wonderful. But when the drugs came in, it just ravaged the whole town. Ravaged it. And, of course, businesses left. And, I mean, it got to be a depressed area. The timbering stopped, of course. Remember? You know, timbering stopped. That industry went down the tubes in the 70s and 80s because of the wacko environmentalists and so on. That was just all part of the plan to, of course, by the environmentalist out there like Jerry Brown to stop farming, if you will, and utilizing the resources of California. But anyway, so this is an interesting story. And the reason why I tell this is because, like I said, I'm intimately involved or had knowledge years ago of the drug problem, what was going on, exactly fighting against it. And I know they've made great strides in that area. But this is as it goes because it is drug-related. It says Butte County Superior Court Judge Tamara Mossbarger sentenced habitual felon John Beebe Jr., age 39, to 25 years to life in state prison, plus an additional five-year term after he pleaded no contest to a felony first-degree residential burglary. Man, playing with fire. A burglary. With a 25-year criminal rap sheet that began at age 14 and which has included convictions for 15 felonies, even misdemeanors, and one infraction that Beebe had already had several sentencing enhancements related to felony convictions under California's three strikes law, Judge Mark Mossbarger noted. It says the Butte County District Attorney's Office alleged that Beebe had been arrested after looting a home between February 12th and 14th during the mandatory evacuation issued by Butte County Sheriff. He was later arrested by Gridley Biggs Police Department, who found more than $2,000 in personal effects that had been taken from a local home that included boots, jewelry, and electronics. When confronted with the evidence by police, Beebe confessed to the crime and was arrested. He pleaded no contest to a single count of felony first-degree burglary. Defense attorney Leo Battle claimed that Beebe is remorseful, and I bet he is. Oh, boy. And that his crimes have been fueled by his raging addiction to methamphetamine. See, I know that well. And I really know it well in his age group. Battle added that Beebe is a victim because he could not control his drug addiction even after seeking treatment. Beebe presented a letter to the court before sentencing seeking leniency based on his addiction to drugs since he was 12 years old, he noted. And by the way, if you want to ever see something very strange in your life, see 12-year-olds that have been doing meth. And I've seen it. Oh, in the marijuana? You know, that's chump stuff, right? But if you want to learn how to do meth, just start with the marijuana, right? 12-year-olds on marijuana is not pretty either, I might add. That's just me because I've seen it and had to work with kids that had those addictions. And, they were addicted. And they do get addicted to marijuana. Just a little side note here. I allowed my addiction to dictate my life introspective of the consequences. Where would he make a statement? Of course, the attorney wrote that. But he believes that he has reached the aha moment in his life. I bet he has. Life imprisonment for you for a simple burglary, right? Well, during an evacuation that's mandatory, laws are tough around here. That aha moment. I bet he did. That aha moment. Beebe claimed that for the first time, he believes he could be a good man and a good father. Mm-hmm. He's had children. But Deputy County District Attorney Jessica Miller said that her office has set a policy to seek the severe punishment under law for all looters and vandals that took advantage of the life-threatening Oroville Dam crisis. Miller stated that Beebe took advantage of the vulnerability of an entire community to support his drug addiction. She emphasized that there should be no leeway in Beebe's sentencing. This is the reason we have three strikes laws, so that people like the defendant do not continue to victimize our towns and our communities, especially in times when we are vulnerable. Wow. Isn't that nice? I mean, isn't that nice to know that? Life sentence. You know, listen, if you want to come up to Oroville Dam and mess around with the laws on evacuation, next time we have a mandatory evacuation in the Oroville region, people, I'm sure, will stay out once they get this news. So spread it loud and far about the California laws. Well, actually, and again, you know, I'm sure that once Jerry Brown hears wind of this, he's going to try, in the next legislative year, try and change all that. Right? He's going to try and change all that. So they're going to let this guy go. I don't think so. It's kind of interesting, but in some of the areas up there in Oroville and around towns, there were signs that said, we shoot looters. So I guess he got off a little easy. He got off with life, literally, because if he had been around some places in Oroville, where there were shootings and gunfire, by the way, on the night of the evacuation. We were monitoring, we were hearing it, and of course, everybody likes to downplay that. Not necessarily the sheriff. No, the sheriff's a pretty straight shooter. He puts all that stuff out there. But the media was really downplaying, oh, that didn't happen. Oh, no. That's why we had Broadcastify broadcasting all these, we were monitoring the police transmissions. And boy, were we hearing some strange things that night. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about these fires in Southern California quickly, we're going to get on to some other numbers as well as like the numbers for jobs. Up 228,000. Wow. This is fire and fear stretch across Southern California. We're going to quickly go down these stories so that you're kind of up to date in what's going on. Thomas Fire spreads to 130,000 acres, 10% containment. Dramatic fire flared up in the foothills above Fillmore and Santa Paula on Friday morning as the relentless Thomas Fire spread to 130,000 acres in Ventura County. In Ventura County. Boy, this is a big one. And again, this is the latest, greatest that's coming out from this one. This is in Ventura County, so this is just above Los Angeles County and just below Santa Barbara. It's very rural out there. There's a lot of land to burn, actually. And see if we can catch up on some of this story, if we've got the audio. No, we don't have that one. Anyway, it says dramatic flames on the foothills above Fillmore and Santa Paula. It said the massive fire was 10% contained after erupting Monday evening and subsequently destroying at least 400 structures, fire officials said. Some 88,000 residents were still under mandatory evacuation orders as the blaze entered its fourth day. That's the Thomas Fire. Let's see if we can check in with some of the other fires here very quickly, because I know we got tons of things going on here. 200,000 flee. We talked about that. Alert went out. Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. This is so interesting. I have my hackles up about it. I just wonder. And, you know, the conspiracy thing within me has just now started to rage like a burning fire. Because there's one thing that I'm really perplexed with, and I am on a mission. I'm on a mission next week. I'm going to be doing my visiting to some of the county places in the area of the inundation zone of Oroville. I'm just putting everybody on notice. And I know everybody out there monitors this from DWR and other agencies. I'm going to start with the governor's office, and then I'm going to work my way all the way down to every single little local community here. And we're going to find out about what is their evacuation process. Now, I do know that Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey absolutely has an evacuation process in play. But the question is going to be, I mean, you talk about an unmitigated disaster that's cost hundreds of people their fortune and many their lives. This lack of an evacuation process in a sophisticated society like ours is absolutely appalling. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it goes to that whole thing about 185,000 people. That story we just read about the young man in Oroville, 39-year-old. He's young, but he's way into methamphetamine. Boy, I know what that looks like. But there's an evacuation going on. People are fleeing. And, of course, the laws are there to protect. And this guy got snagged. But the bigger problem is the evacuation itself. 185,000 people, and there was no warning. Okay, no. What do you do? Well, you have to have a plan. Where are you going to go? How are you going to act? Well, and that wasn't even in place. Nowhere was that to be found, and no one was prepared for any of this stuff. Which brings me to this. This is a headline, and by the way, it comes out of the New York Times. That's the other. See, this is the tinfoil hat part of Paul Preston. The New York Times fire alert sent to millions of cell phones was California's largest warning yet. And this is a big question. It's come up now twice in the Oroville meetings. Last night in Yuba City, California, and then also the night before that in Oroville. What is the evacuation plan, Stan, if this dam was to go down? That has not clearly been articulated anywhere. Not even from the great, in which we spend billions of dollars on the Office of Emergency Services of Jerry Brown, which doesn't do squat to help us out. This is kind of interesting, because in these meetings that came up, the people were not given any warning at all, and I wasn't either. And by the way, I was in a radio station working on production in a radio station in which we have that little thing that says emergency alert system, right? It's actually a black box in the station, and it prints out a printout when an alert comes on. I mean, because that's the service that's coming out. And there's a network of radio stations that it was designed to alert human beings. What a thought. To give the biggest, quickest one out there. Right? But I was in the station at the time when this came out, apparently. And I got no news. There was nothing came out on the little thing on our station. And we're one of the stations that has to put this alert out. This is during the Oroville February 12th incident. So I got no notice. I was just a happy little camper. I was working inside, and I didn't know that there was an evacuation going. I learned it later on when somebody called me. In fact, I talked to the gentleman the other night. He was at the Tea Party meeting. The actual guy who called me that night and said, "Hey, why don't you evacuate?" What? Evacuated. So this is the interesting thing. It came up because everybody was so fixed on their cell phones, yet they got no orders either. That was in February. Then, of course, we had these fires, and nobody got any orders either. Remember, it cost a lot of people their lives because they couldn't determine whether or not they wanted to put out the emergency broadcast network to get out of your house. When the fires came in Sonoma, many people died in their homes and in their cars. Cars lined up at intersections on fire, people inside dying. It was apocalyptic. It says here, from the desert along the Mexican border to Central California coast, a distance of more than 300 miles, cell phones squawked and shook all at once on Wednesday night and displayed a simple, serious message. Strong winds overnight creating extreme fire danger, it said. Stay alert, listen to authorities. The alert went to most smartphones across seven counties that are home to more than 22 million people. By far, California's largest use of a disaster warning system created by Congress to activate it in 2012. It is for us unprecedented as a move, said Kelly B. Houston, the deputy director of the State Office of Emergency Services. The same alert system was not used in October when fires swept through Napa, Sonoma counties near San Francisco, destroying thousands of homes and killing dozens of people. Many survivors of those fires complained that they had little or no warning of the disaster. You know, people died in their homes. Now, I might add to that, I didn't get one on my cell phone when we had the Oroville dam situation, and I know nobody else did either. Where was the Office of Emergency Services in California on that? Oh, they were asleep at the switch? Was it by design, like many people think? Did Jerry Brown want to blow up the dam, like many people think? Because, you know, Jerry Brown has this predilection to blowing up dams and destroying dams. You know, an interesting source of clean power, reusable power. You know, the solar panel thing out there in the desert is a disaster. You know that, don't you? They're not producing any energy from those things. You have to clean them to get any kind of productive energy and get the energy enough to get it out there in the grid. And the transmission of the energy from the panels to the grid, they lose so much. See, that's the problem. That's a fallacy. And, of course, how about those windmills? I think everyone needs to be taken down. It's a farce. Says the experience was uppermost in the minds of state officials who decided to send the message at 8 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, Mr. Houston said, though he would not second-guess the decision made 2 months earlier. How about no decision that you made? You're second-guessing it? You didn't make one, nor did you in February on the 12th. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21. Talking about this emergency alert system that was not used in Sonoma, it was not used in Oroville, and this is an emergency alert system that squawks to basically all your cell phones. And the first time it was used was just the last Wednesday, in which it was used by the Office of Emergency Services. We'll blame it on them because they need to be blamed because they don't do diddly. This is Jerry Brown in action trying to kill as many Californians as possible. I'm sorry, just, I don't know why I'd say that, right? How many fires do we have to have? They're burning us out. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. But we're not leaving. Us Californios are not leaving. He's destined to be leaving more than anybody else. Anyway, so this whole thing that they decided to use, they did it the other night. It said 300-mile radius, basically, of cell phones went off in the seven counties that were involved. It says this is the comment that's coming from a Mr. Houston. Mr. Houston says, we looked at the conditions that were present in Southern California, he said, and saw that they were eerily similar to the conditions just before the fires really blew up in Sonoma. We had extraordinary high winds, we had fire, and it was a nighttime incident. Eerily. Gee. Do you think it could have been planned to look just like, I mean... I'm sorry. This is now the conspiracy theorists coming out. For generations, emergency alerts have been sent over television and radio broadcasts, but anyone who was not watching or listening at that time was left out. Many cities and counties now have those systems that can ring every landline telephone and with a recorded message. But people who are aware or away from the phone may not hear the message right away, and landline use is declining. Local governments also send alerts through text messages or emails, and they have made aggressive use of the systems during this year's fire season, but they are sent only to people who sign up for the notices. The kind of warning that California officials sent on Wednesday called a wireless emergency alert is like a text message, but uses a different system, and the alert makes the phone vibrate with much more force than it ordinarily would, and makes it squawk loudly, alerting the user to that message that is no ordinary one. All smartphones are automatically set by default to receive the messages, which are limited to 90 characters, though a user can alter the phone settings to turn them off. The alerts are most commonly sent to Amber Alerts about child abductions, but they are also sent to warn of disasters. Usually, the emergency alerts are sent by counties or cities, and Ventura County used the system this week for the before the state did. But the Office of Emergency Services, in consultation with CAL FIRE, the state firefighting agency, and the National Weather Service, decided that the fires were raging out of control and extremely high winds forecast. A consistent message was needed across a much wider area. You guys are just saving all those lives. I don't think it's possible to over-alert people under such serious conditions, he said. It's simply ringing the bell to get people's attention. Well, listen, you slime ball, where were you in Sonoma? Where were you in Oroville? People died in the Oroville evacuation, you know. But a lot of people don't know that. I want to talk about the five or six people who died trying to get out of their houses or trying to get from point A to point B and get in automobile accidents or numerous automobile accidents. Yet you didn't do anything. In fact, I'll tell you what you did do, nothing. You did do nothing in Oroville. And it's obvious the Office of Emergency Services did nothing in Sonoma. What good is it? What good is Jerry Brown? He's no good. That's the answer. We pay all these billions of dollars for these yakos to do nothing, to kill people. That's what happens. That's what goes on in a dysfunctional totalitarian society, such as what we have here in California under the auspices of the dictator-in-chief, Jerry Brown. He's a totalitarian monster, let's face it. That's what he is. We just need to fess up and say, we need to get rid of this guy. We need to get rid of the state, maybe. Then we can do that. We can legitimately get rid of the state. Well, I mean, not the state itself, you know, no secession or anything like that. But a whole new system can come into play, which is what New California is all about. Technically getting rid of these monsters who are in, the dictators, Kevin De Leon, they're monsters. These are tyrants. They're not good, solid American citizens. Jerry Brown's running around playing dictator of the world now, of course, visiting all the different places around the world. He just came back because he's the governor of California. El Presidente, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Doesn't take care of his people. Where is he? Has he ever been out to the Oroville Dam? Yes. He took a secret message to everybody out there. He went on a secret mission from God to Oroville Dam. Secret. It had to be secret. Never has he gone out publicly to speak to anybody involved in the Oroville Dam situation. And the people in this area have grown very, very angry towards Jerry Brown. I wonder why. Because he's do nothing. Take your money and spend it any way he wants to. But he welcomes new Californians, by the way, of illegal immigrants all the time. He calls them Californians, by the way. They are the new Californians. Nuevo Californios. That's what he would call them. Gives them California status as citizens. Gives them driver's license, of course. Anything they want. They get preferential treatment in schools. They get preferential treatment in everything. But us citizen Californians who pay the bill for all this stuff, we get crapped on. And so do the children. So do our children. Our children who can't get into universities because illegal aliens are taking up the seats, or people from out of the country are taking up the seats because they don't want California students. That's why the California education system's in the tank. You don't think Jerry Brown, this all goes back to that article we're reading about the trade school for farriers. It's just proof right there. They don't want citizens of California. And this Esteban guy, he's Mexican. That's my whole point. If you are a citizen of the United States and you're a citizen of California, it doesn't matter what ethnic or racial makeup, you are a citizen and you are the criminal in California. That's the way, you're the illegal, get out. And that's exactly the message, isn't it? If you want to take back California and reconquer California, what do? You send the message. Get out, you citizens of California. You citizens of the United States. It doesn't matter. We don't want your kind. We're going to replace you with a newer breed. Because after all, we all know that California and the Southwest belong to Mexico, right? Sure, I'm sorry. Yeah, God, I'm so sorry for being an American. Are you kidding me? Right. They're going to see how sorry we all are when we start to say, wait a minute, we can change things in California legally and lawfully and constitutionally and get rid of the totalitarians that are out there. I'm sorry. I'm just sort of raging on this because, you know, here they have this alert system and they're coming out, oh, this is what we're doing now. So whatever happened to the air raid sirens, as an example? Whatever happened to those early warning systems that projected sound everywhere? We don't need, we don't have, this is my point. After all that we experienced last year in February, we have nothing in terms of an emergency evacuation system in place now, even today. And all these people, I knew this was going to happen. Everybody's got an OES. You've got a county office of emergency services. You've got a cities have offices of emergency, and do they talk to one another? No, hell no. Why would they? And does the office of emergency service talk to the county? No. Because they don't know what they're doing. These people are incompetent and inept. All they want is their retirement. They want the money from you. They want to tax you. And now they want to kill you. This is what's happening in California. Fires, anyone? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so we're talking about conspiracies here, but I've gone to CAL FIRE. Current fire information, incident information. All right, here we go. Let's see, California statewide maps. Okay, we've got one. We're looking at it right now. Brought to you by Google Maps. And there's currently no fires raging. This is as of right now. Information does not indicate any other fires other than the fires that we have that are listed that I'm going to read to you right now. Rye Fire, the Rye Fire, R-Y-E, Los Angeles County, along the Rye Canyon Loop in West Valencia. That's in the northern part, the rural part of Los Angeles County. The Creek Fire, Los Angeles County, Cagle Canyon Road, north of Lakeview Terrace. All right, that's a similar area. 15,000 acres, 40% contained. The Rye Fire is 6,000 acres, 35% contained. More information. Let's check out more information here and see what we get. Oh, containment, evacuation, road closures, cooperating agencies, structures, location, administrative. Let's see. Incident management, CAL FIRE, fire conditions. No cause. No understanding about road closure. No, road. See. They don't list the cause. They usually list the cause of the fire. This one doesn't have one. They don't know the cause of this fire. Okay, that's the Rye Fire. Salient points going on here. The Creek Fire. The Creek Fire, Los Angeles County, Cagle Canyon. More information? How was that caused? Let's see. Unknown. They do not know. Okay? Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me get the whole. No, they do not know what caused it. No cause. No, let's see. Repopulation update. No evacuations. Let's see, five. Let's see, structures destroyed. 200. Let's see, structures threatened. 2,500. Okay, so this, you're getting my point now. This is the Creek Fire. This is one of the ones down there. The Thomas Fire in Ventura County. 132,000 acres. 10% contained. This is, I mean, I'm just, again, this, I'm reading from their website, evacuation structure fires, no, I'm looking at the stats, not one, no, we do not know how that fire started either. Let's see, the Lilac Fire, More information, San Diego County. Evacuation shelters, blah, blah, blah. Mandatory evacuations. We got it. We got it. The Liberty Fire, that's coming up in Riverside County. Lilac Fire, 4,000 acres involved. And do we have any kind of... Nope, we do not know how that one started either. Okay, now let's see. Liberty Fire. Now, listen, we can visit these fires next week or 2 weeks or a month from now, and we won't know. Let's see. Incident fact sheet. We might have something on this one. This is known as the Liberty Fire, and this is in Riverside County. Evacuation comments. Don't have that current set. Okay, we might have something on this. Truck company. How was it started? Probably no. We don't know. No. Law enforcement. Yes. Let's see. No, we don't have that. We just don't. Again, another one that's gone unreported as to, they don't even put, under investigation any longer. They just don't even list it any longer. That's probably because people like me, every time we have these suspicious fire things, we broadcast it on the radio and say, how did it start? Yeah, how did it start there, the 65 fires within an hour down in Sonoma County, or up in Sonoma County, well, down for me and up for you, in Sonoma County. How did that all happen? Huh? And why the burning? And how many people have died in Sonoma? We still don't know. We don't have the actual answer for that. And they seem to be very loose about the answer. Not loose, but tight-lipped about it. They don't really know. So, they're just not giving us the answers because they keep it secret. It's secret. Why is it secret? Yeah. And this big industry of firefighting, the big firefighting industry in California, makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. I mean, because there's fires will be fires. You got to let fires be fires, right? You got to let fires be fires. Right. So we got the alert out, blaze may last for weeks, 180 square miles being consumed right now. Horses, thoroughbreds being burned alive, carcasses everywhere. Thomas Fire raging in Ventura County increases to 180 square miles, nearly 440 structures. This is the big boy. This is the big bad boy, the Thomas Fire. And this is a big one. Santa Paula. So this is in Ventura County. We got people who want to join New California and Ventura. I wonder why. Deadly stampedes of horses turned loose. Elite thoroughbreds killed. This is what's going on. Yeah, this is what they're doing to us. Okay, so big celebration. We're going to get into this in the next hour, actually, because we're making great again. A record low unemployment rate for manufacturing workers. 2.2 million new jobs since election. White House announces physical exam for Trump day after slurred speech. Half of humans believed to in alien life. Panic as wintry mix threatens wide swath of South. Rare snowfall in Texas. Well, gee, I wonder what kind of weather modification is going on there. Okay, so jobs. We're going to be talking about this when Trump expectations plus 228,000 new jobs in November. This is going to continue to ramp up as we go through the next 4 to 8 years, believe it or not. Mueller takes investigation insurance. Okay, well, we're going to talk all about Mueller. We're going to talk about all this stuff that's coming up with. And, of course, the big news yesterday was the resignation, the announced, anticipated resignation of the Frankenstein. Yeah. Franken quits the Senate. We broadcast, it was live when we put it on. Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Become part of the independence revolution. We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, Paul, at 821r.com. And listen, Sunday afternoon starting around 1 o'clock Pacific time is when I get slammed with the emails. It starts coming in. They start coming in, and pretty soon, you know, it's 20, 30. Please email me. I appreciate those emails and all the nice comments. And some of you who don't like me, that's fine. You can email me. I take hate mail, too, all the time. It's interesting. The trolls have left, though. We outed them, UC Davis and other places that were setting up these computer rooms and having the trolls come in, being paid for by various faculty members to do it. I wonder what that's all about. That brings a whole new dimension to public education now, doesn't it? I just thought I'd throw that one up. But by the way, if you want to become a furrier and you want to put shoes on horses, you probably can't do it if you don't have a high school diploma. You can't improve yourself in California. That is just more evidence of the fact they want to keep you down to the ground in California. But that's going to go around the nation, you know. Pretty soon they won't allow you to go to trade schools. They'll eliminate trade schools so that you can improve your lot. Only if you get a government degree can you be okay. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot to cover in the next hour, so stay with us. And like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and visit our website for newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. More counties coming on board. We'll be at 45 counties, believe it or not. 45 of 58. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.